Storyworthy Media, the best in story-driven content.
Hi, it's Mark Miller, and you're listening to Storyworthy.
Welcome to Storyworthy. My name is Christine Blackburn, and I'm coming to you from Wondery Sunset Studio in West Hollywood, California. Now, I am so glad you guys tuned in today. Whether you're a longtime fan of the show or a new listener, welcome to Storyworthy. Now, I hope you had a chance to listen to last week's story by Jennifer Valley and her story, I Love Weed. By the way, I know that you know that I Love Weed could be my theme song. In fact, there probably already is a song called I Love Weed. I think it's called Freebird. I'm not sure. But the point is, it's a fantastic story by Jennifer Valley. You got to listen to it. It's really funny. But for today, today's story is brought to us from author Mark C. Miller. And the title of his story is Hollywood Circle of Life. And I'll tell you, there really is a pattern that goes on in this city. You know, people come in, people leave. It's a very transit city. I mean, especially if you're in the entertainment industry. It's a sink or swim town, which is not to say it can't be done. You know, it just depends on what your level of success is and what you need to be successful. If you need a two-car garage or a three-car garage, you're probably not going to last in Los Angeles because a lot of us don't have garages at all, let alone a two or three two or three-car garage. I mean, I'm just – that breaks it down very small. But I'm just saying that it's, you know, it's doable to live here. It's not like New York. You know, it's like in New York, you can't even buy furniture because you can't get it up to your apartment. I mean, at least in LA, you can go to Target, you can get in a car, you can come home, you can build your IKEA furniture. You can get a couch up the stairs. You can buy your refrigerator. Did you guys know that? In California, in Los Angeles specifically, you never rent an apartment with a refrigerator. Sergio, did it come with a refrigerator? No, they never do. You have to bring your own refrigerator. It's so strange, as if you just have one in your car. But that's the way it is out here. So I'm just saying, it's the circle of life. When people move out, you might be able to buy their refrigerator. Maybe. I don't know. Now, I've been in LA. It'll be 20 years this year. And I love it for so many reasons, right? I think if you're only here for show business and it doesn't work out the way you wanted, that could be a problem. But if you can love the city first, like I do, like I live near my tennis courts, I live near, you know, the park I like to hike in. So if you like where you're at to begin with, you're a lot more likely to push through and deal with the ups and downs of this particular life as an artist. Yeah, Sergio? You're an artist. You know what I mean? You kind of piecemeal it together, don't you? But there are those that make it, and stick-to-itiveness is something that I am very good at. So I got that going for me. You know what else I have going for me? Delayed gratification. Do you know what I mean by that, Sergio? If you can delay your gratification, the reward will be bigger later. That's what I keep telling myself. That's my mantra. Delay gratification. But, you know, a washer dryer would be nice. That's all. And that garage. A garage would be nice, too. But right now, I would go with a washer dryer. That's what I would go with. Well, Mark C. Miller's here, and he has some amazing observations about Hollywood. You're going to love this story. But before we bring on Mark's story, I did want to remind you guys to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Storyworthy. And why not head over to storyworthypodcast.com and join my mailing list? How about that? All right, let's get right to the story. Mark C. Miller is a writer and a producer on numerous sitcom staffs, and he also is a humor columnist for the Los Angeles Times Syndicate and a humor blogger for the Huffington Post. He's also part of the Los Angeles storytelling community. You know what that means? That means he's out and about telling stories all the time. That's what it means. That's the community. That's what it means. Now, his first book, a collection of humor essays on dating and romance, is titled 500 Dates, Dispatches from the Front Lines of the Online Dating Wars. And it is really funny. I read it. You can find it over at markmillerhumorist.com, and you can find Mark on Twitter at markmiller123. All right, you guys, here he is right now, Mark Miller.
If the traditional first rung on the making it in show business ladder is the talented young aspirant stepping off the bus at the Hollywood Greyhound station, bright-eyed and filled with hope and wonder. Its flip side, the final rung on the not making it in show business ladder, can be found throughout my beloved Fairfax District neighborhood in Los Angeles. Home to a multitude of show business hangouts, Farmers Market, The Grove, Cantor's Deli, the Melrose Avenue scene, and CBS, the Fairfax, as we residents refer to it, is also clearly yard sale central. The area, abundant with dogs, single people, couples with babies, Orthodox Jews, and Pan Pacific Park, features yard sales every weekend, offering the remnants of countless unrealized show business dreams. That sounds sad, I know, but I don't see it that way. I perceive the yard sales as golden entertainments, providing great opportunities to meet your neighbors, find bargains, and basically get an entire picture of someone's life, lifestyle, resume, psychoses, taste, and online dating profile all laid out before you on the lawn, driveway, or front stoop in the form of prior possessions. And while most of the buyers, and the sellers for that matter, would no doubt classify it all under the heading of stuff I don't want anymore, or stuff my girlfriend's making me get rid of, or at times stuff that even Goodwill didn't want, an urban archaeologist or a conceptual artist might view it as living art, a life on a lawn. Seen that way, I often feel that a walk through my neighborhood on the weekend is akin to walking through an open-air museum, one where it's okay to interact with the exhibits and their creators. What fascinates me is the telling nature of the stuff. Amateur detectives or anyone interested in his fellow man can have a field day. In what other casual human encounter can you, within 5 minutes and without ever having met or spoken to the person involved, determine that he or she has tried 8 different diet and exercise plans, a fixation on Dustin Hoffman movies, really strange slash bad taste in art, been through Freudian psychotherapy, had a baby, read every self-help book available, no longer needs legal pads, and has for some reason kept an entire wardrobe of clothing from the early 70s until now. But there it all is, in plain and unashamed view, a pop cultural museum with those who bought and used the stuff now selling it and available to give you a backstory for each item. This being near Hollywood, show business goods abound. The show business households are fairly easy to spot. There are, for your consideration, screeners and scripts sent by networks and studios, jackets and t-shirts bearing TV show and movie logos, framed movie posters, and countless books on writing, directing, producing, and acting. You'll have no problem finding formats that have long since fallen from grace. Videotapes, audio tapes, laser discs, even 8-tracks, and occasional record albums, and reel-to-reel tapes. The resulting conversation is generally the same. So, who's the actor? I am, or was. Would I have seen you in something? I had a small part in Revenge of the Nerds, did a few Taco Bell commercials and some plays. And now? Oh, the work was just really unsteady, so we're moving to Minnesota. We have family. I'm going to work at my father's hardware store, and Donna's going to have our baby. Oh, good luck. How much for the As Good As It Gets video? I don't know. Donna, how much for the videos? So there it is, the material ghosts of years of show business dreams, lessons, hard work, classes, auditions, occasional successes and frequent failures, strikes, and long periods of unemployment, all for sale and awaiting new homes. Their owners, having abandoned the dream, or more likely been abandoned by it, have no more need for those things being around as reminders of failures, efforts wasted, accomplishments that might have been. So the items sit, displayed on the lawn, like puppies at the pound, given up by the previous owner, waiting to be adopted by the next. There they wait, alongside unwanted gifts, possessions once popular and treasured, baby books and furniture, and, as required by yard sale law, a wooden salad bowl set, a Trivial Pursuit game, and a George Foreman grill. Hey, even the heavyweight champion of the world is selling kitchenware now. Maybe working in the Minnesota hardware store won't be so bad. At least the air will be better. Ironically, because of their bargain prices, these showbiz cast-off items are frequently purchased by the same just-off-the-bus hopefuls just beginning their own show business careers. So they pick up The Working Actor's Guide to Los Angeles, The Secrets to Auditioning for Commercials, and Making a Good Script Great, all for $5. Score! Winning! And so the money changes hands from the young aspirant who's all about possibility and potential to the grizzled veteran of the show business wars who clearly, and no doubt sadly, sees his younger self in the purchaser's eyes, thinks to warn him or her, but then thinks better of it. The end of one dream and the beginning of another. It's Hollywood's circle of life, moving us all through despair and hope, played out on countless weekends, in countless yards, in my Fairfax district of Los Angeles.
I have to tell you, the Fairfax district is really nice. It's like where the original farmer's market is, which is a lot of fun. It's now attached to the Grove, right? So the farmer's market and the Grove are one big, huge, kind of an outdoor pedestrian shopping area slash farmer's market is what it is. It's also the Fairfax area is also where CBS is, one of the CBSs, where they shoot Bill Maher's show and The Price is Right. How do you like that? It's a very busy intersection down there. It's very cool. I love it. Great place to meet somebody, you know, for something to eat. There's a couple of great restaurants there in the farmer's market that are just a great place to take a meeting, as it were. All right, you guys, I got to wrap it up right now. I want to thank our storyteller one more time, Mark C. Miller. Again, you can find Mark on Twitter at MarkMiller123. And why not tweet him and let him know how much you enjoyed his story, Hollywood's Circle of Life, today on Storyworthy. And then follow me over there as well at Storyworthy. And join us next week on Storyworthy for a story by the brilliant comedian Todd Glass.
All of a sudden, my friend Gina goes, did she have any of those pot cookies? And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Don't miss Todd Glass talking about pot cookies next week on Storyworthy. All right, I want to thank everybody over here at Wondery today, including our sound engineer, Sergio Enriquez. And one more time, on behalf of our storyteller, Mark Miller, my name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a Storyworthy week.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.